由麦亨牧师主讲，叶朗天即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friend. We're glad you joined us one more time.
亲爱的听众朋友，你好，好高兴你能够再次收听我们这个节目《天路导向》。
We're going to continue in this series we just begun on how God works.
我们今天呢会继续讲我们刚刚开始了的一个新的系列，叫做上帝的方法，或者呢是神作工的方法。
In the last broadcast, I told you that God was hiding Elijah.
在上一集的节目里面，我已经告诉你，神是将以利亚收埋了。
Today I want to tell you of the importance of God's hiding program.
今天我想来讲一讲神隐藏以利亚这个计划是多么重要的。
When God hides you, you are hidden.
当神隐藏你的时候，你就被他隐藏了。
When God protects you, you are protected.
当神保护你的时候，你是受保护的。
When God shelters you, you are sheltered.
当神遮蔽你的时候，你就被遮蔽了。
When God shields you, you are shielded.
当神覆盖你的时候，你是被覆盖的。
You don't have to be afraid when you are in God's hiding places.
当你是在神为你预备的那个的藏身之处的时候，你是不需要惧怕的。
God commanded Elijah to hide.
神命令以利亚呢是匿埋。
You say, wait a minute, God gave him a message to preach.
你会说，哎，等一等啊，神不是要他去传话的吗？
And then he tells him to go and hide.
为什么神又要他去逃跑并且要匿埋呢？
The answer is an emphatic yes.
答案是没错，就是这样了。
You say, it doesn't make sense.
你会说这样是不合理的。
This is perplexing.
这样不是自相矛盾吗？
Let me explain.
让我呢解释给你听。
God's hiding places are always a preparation for greater service to come.
神的这个隐蔽处，即是说呢，是给你有藏身之处呢，往往是为了下一个更加伟大的一个的服事呢，是去做好准备的。
Often our hiding places are puzzling and perplexing.
通常呢，我们这个的藏身之处呢，都是充满了疑惑，充满了忧虑的。
I have no doubt that Elijah was perplexed at this word from the Lord.
我相信呢，以利亚对神的说话呢，一定是觉得很不能够理解了。
He was a prophet.
他是一个先知来的嘛。
He was a leader.
他是一个领袖来的哦。
But God said,
但是神却是这样讲，
Leave here and turn eastward and hide.
他说离开这里往东面去，然后匿埋。
This was a perplexing command to Elijah, but it was also a purposeful command.
这个呢，虽然是令到以利亚呢，是觉得很疑惑，很不能够理解的一个命令，但是呢，却是有他的目的的。
Whenever God is preparing a man or a woman for great things.
当神要去预备一个人是去做大事的时候呢，
invariably he sends them into his hiding places.
他呢是总会将他们呢是送到去他的隐蔽处的。
Joseph goes from being the favorite son of his daddy to being in the pit.
约瑟原本是他爸爸最宠爱的儿子，但是呢，他却是被送到去深坑里面。
Then he went to Potiphar's house.
然后呢，他又到了波提佛的屋企里面。
And then to the prison.
跟住还入了监狱。
God had to hide him before he could be the prime minister of Egypt.
在约瑟成为埃及的宰相之前，神要隐藏他。
Moses goes from the luxury of Pharaoh's palace to the desert.
摩西从车华嘅法老嘅王宫系被送到去旷野嗰度。
God had to hide him before he could use him.
喺神要用摩西之前呢，神呢系先要将佢隐藏。
Esther was hidden from view before she was able to save a nation.
以斯帖一路呢都系被隐藏，直至到佢能够挽救以色列嘅全家嘅。
Why？
点解会系咁嘅咧
？Because at the right time, God was going to help Esther save the nation.
因为时候到咗，神就会帮助以斯帖嚟去拯救整个嘅国家。
Our Lord Jesus Christ Himself hid in Nazareth for 30 years until the time when the Father said, "Go now publicly declare your Messiahship."
我哋嘅主耶稣基督。将他自己隐藏在拿撒勒30年那么久，直至到天父说去吧，去向人宣告你是救主吧。
Paul, after his encounter with the risen Christ on the road to Damascus,
保罗在大马色的路上遇见了主之后，
He went to northern Arabia to hide for nearly 3 years.
他呢就去了阿拉伯的北部隐藏了3年的时间。
Is there a word for you from the Lord today in this?
神有没有藉着今天的信息去向你讲说话呢？
Absolutely.
绝对是有的。
Some of you mothers with young babies feel like you have been hidden from view.
有些年轻的母亲呢，可能觉得自己呢，是被隐藏或者是被忽略了。
Because of your responsibilities, your life seemed to consist of washing and cleaning and doing all your different tasks.
因为你生命的责任似乎呢就是在这里不断地去洗衫，不断地去做饭，不断地呢是去做大扫除。
And you wonder, when is this going to end?
你心里面可能会说，日子是到了什么时候才呢是去到一个尽头呢？
Providence has hidden you in that place.
事实上呢，神呢其实是将你隐藏了的。
What is God saying to you?
神在这里对你讲什么说话呢？
God is hiding you so that he can do something in your life during that time.
神将你隐藏是因为他要在你的生命里面去做一些事。
There are some shut-ins who are listening to me on the radio.
今天可能还有一些人是因为某些理由不能够出街而收听我们的节目《天路导向》的。
If you're one of these, he is hiding you there for a purpose.
如果你是这班听众里面的其中一位，那神将你隐藏起来是有他的美意的。
Some of you feel that God is hiding you in your job.
或者有些人会觉得在工作上面一路不能够出人头地，你是被埋没了。
You long to make a move, but God seems to be hiding you there.
你一路呢都好想是有所改变，但是神呢似乎是将你隐藏在那里。
He is hiding you there for a purpose.
神将你隐藏在那里是有目的的。
Many single people long to get married and may feel that they are sitting by the brook of Cherith asking, why am I there?
有些单身的人很想结婚，他们觉得自己呢就好像坐在基立溪旁边，是在那里郁郁寡欢，不知道自己呢为什么会在这里。
God is hiding you for a purpose.
神将你隐藏在那里是有他的目的的。
Some of you are in certain places in your business where you have not been able to see your way out of trouble for some time now.
有些人呢可能是正是处于事业上面似乎呢已经是前无去路的一个地步了。
You are working hard and wondering what is God doing.
你好努力咁样去拼命，但系咧，同时亦都喺度谂神究竟喺度做乜嘢咧
？He is hiding you there for a purpose.
神将你隐藏喺嗰度系有目的噶。
God will hide you somewhere in the short run until you are ready for what He will do with you.
神会将你隐藏在某个地方一段时间，直至到你预备好可以被他使用。
God commanded his servant Elijah to hide.
神呢就命令佢嘅仆人呢以利亚系隐藏起嚟。
I want to confess to you that hiding times in my life were very frustrating times.
我必须承认呢喺我生命里面要去隐藏嘅时候呢系觉得好痛苦嘅。
They were perplexing times.
是充满了疑惑的这一段时间。
They seemed to be purposeless.
这段时间呢看起来呢是漫无目的的。
But when I look back and see that God was working his purposes out.
但是当我回望过去的时候呢我就发现神在那个时候是有计划地去进行一些工作的。
I can now rejoice.
我现在呢就可以觉得好喜乐了。
If you have not been in one of these hiding places,
如果你还未去过以上提到的任何一个隐藏的地方呢，
God wants to send you there.
那神呢就要将你送过去那里。
If he would ever use you, he wants to send you there.
如果神要用你的话，他一定会将你送去那里。
God cannot use you without sending you to this hiding place for a time.
如果神不将你送去那些隐藏的地方，神是不能够使用你的。
Why?
为什么这么讲呢？
Because only there will he work his purpose out in us.
因为只有在那些地方，神的旨意才能够在我们的身上实现。
There, God often works both inwardly and outwardly.
在这些隐密处呢，神可以在外面和里面去做工。
He works outwardly because there you have no one else that understands you.
他可以介入你外在的环境，因为在你藏身之处那里，没有其他人呢能够去理解你。
In these hiding places, you have no book to cheer you up.
因为在你的藏身之处，没有什么书本或者刊物是能够去娱乐你的。
In these hiding places, you have no friend to relate to you.
因为在你的藏身之处，没有朋友来去陪你。
In these hiding places, Elijah was at the bottom of the ravine east of the Jordan.
以利亚的藏身之处是约旦河东面的基立溪。
It is quiet, a desolate place.
那里呢是一个很荒凉的地方。
Nothing is there but rocks and trees and dripping water.
除了石头、树木和流水之外呢就什么都没有了。
But don't underestimate these three things.
但是请你呢不要看小这三样东西。
As Elijah looked at the rocks, he learned about the rock of his salvation.
当以利亚睇见石头嘅时候咧，佢就会谂起救恩嘅磐石。
When he saw the trees, he remembered the words of the psalmist about the tree that is planted by the living water.
当佢睇见树嘅时候，佢就会记起诗篇里边提过溪边嘅树。
As he saw the dripping water, he remembered that from his innermost being will flow rivers of living water.
当他看见涌出来的溪水，他就会想起从他腹中流出活水的江河。
God does an inward work also when you are in Cherith.
当你在基立溪的时候，神同样亦都在你的内心去工作，来去造就你。
Something happened inwardly in Elijah's life when God was hiding him in Cherith.
当神将以利亚藏在基立溪的时候，以利亚内在的生命发生了变化。
In verse 1, he is introduced simply as Elijah the Tishbite.
在列王纪上的17:1，只是很简单地介绍了以利亚是在基列寄居的提斯比人。
In verse 24,
在第24节那里，
The widow of Zarephath, a Baal worshipper and a Gentile calls him A man of God.
撒勒法的寡妇，一个敬拜巴力的女子，这个的外邦人呢，居然称呼她为神人。
God did something inwardly in Elijah's life.
神在以利亚的生命那里做了奇妙的事。
God can do something inwardly with you when you are in his hiding places.
如果你在神的那个的隐密处那里，神就会在你的生命里面行其事。
What did God do with Elijah in his hiding place?
在这个隐密处，神在以利亚的身上究竟做了什么事呢？
He kept on peeling off one layer after another.
他呢就好像剥皮一样，将以利亚一层一层地剥开。
It is like peeling an onion.
就好像是剥洋葱一样。
You take one layer off and the tears come down.
当你剥洋葱剥了一层，眼泪就会流出来了。
You take another layer off and the tears come down again.
再剥一层，眼水就会继续的流出。
Some of you are trying to hold on to these layers, but God wants to get to the real you.
有些人很想去保留这些表皮，但是神却是要真正的你。
The only way he can do it is by peeling you off.
唯一的办法就是将你的表皮剥下来。
He doesn't want your projection of who you are.
神佢唔要你去表现自我。
He does not want your perception of who you are.
佢唔要你去伪装自我。
He doesn't want the public you.
佢唔要你去喺众人面前去营造一个形象。
He doesn't want the outward you.
佢唔要你外在嘅表现。
He wants the real you.
他要真实的你。
I want to tell you a story.
让我同你分享一个嘅故事啊。
There was a young man who visited an elderly monk in a cave.
有一个年轻人，佢就去到山洞嗰度去探访一个老修士。
The young man asked the monk.
咁呢个年轻人就问老修士啦。
Do you wrestle with the devil here?
你系咪喺度同魔鬼去较量呢？
The old monk said.
老修士就回答话啦
，Oh no, I don't wrestle with the devil. I wrestle with God.
佢话我唔系同魔鬼喺度较量，我系同神喺度较量。
The young man was surprised.
咁呢个年轻人就好惊讶啦。
He said to him, "You wrestle with God?"
佢话你同神去较量
？Do you think you are going to win?
乜你认为你会赢嘅咩？
And the old monk said, "Oh no, I want to lose."
个老修士就回答话：哦，唔会，我要嘅系输啊。
Like Jacob at the valley of Jabbok, he wrestled with God until he lost.
就好似雅各喺雅伯渡口嗰度，佢同神摔跤，直至到佢输咗。
Here was Elijah wrestling with God until Elijah lost.
以利亚同神较量，直至到佢输咗。
Only then he expects God's hand of blessing upon him.
就喺嗰个时候，佢就想要神系按手赐福俾佢。
Only then could Elijah move from being Elijah the Tishbite to being Elijah the man of God.
只有喺嗰个时候，提斯比人以利亚先至能够变成神人以利亚。
This command to Elijah was perplexing.
虽然神的命令对以利亚来讲是很难理解的
But it was also purposeful.
但是呢它是有目的而且是有意义的
Thirdly, it was the place of provision.
第三点呢就是藏身之处呢也都是神的供应的地方
Whenever you are in God's hiding place,
无论你几时你藏身在神的隐密处
You can be sure of God's provision for you.
你都一定会得到神嘅供应嘅。
God will take care of you。
神呢系会看顾你，佢系会照顾你嘅。
Listen to what the psalmist said。
请你咧系听一听诗篇系点样讲嘅。
Psalm 37:25。
喺诗篇嘅37:25，诗篇37:25嗰度咧系咁样讲嘅。
I was young, now I'm old, yet I have never seen the righteous forsaken or his children beg for bread.
他说我以前是年幼，现在就年老，但是未见过义人是被遗弃，也都未见过他的后裔是讨饭。
God had the most unusual catering service ready for Elijah's need.
神为了以利亚是预备了非比寻常的饮食的供应。
Part of this provision was natural and part was supernatural.
这些饮食的供应呢，部分呢可以说是天然的，而部分呢就可以说是很神奇的。
What do I mean by this?
我这样说究竟是什么意思呢？
Let's look again at 1 Kings 17:4.
让我们呢一起来看看列王纪上的17:4。
God said to Elijah, drink from the brook.
神呢对以利亚讲，你要饮溪里边嘅水。
This is natural provision。
咁呢个呢当然就系自然嘅供应啦。
I have ordered the ravens to feed you there。
神又话，我已吩咐乌鸦喺嗰度呢系供应你。
That is a supernatural provision。
咁呢个呢就好明显系一个好神奇、好超自然嘅供应啦。
For those of you who don't know anything about ravens,
你可能是对乌鸦一点都不熟悉的。
They are ravenous birds.
他们是属于鸦类的雀鸟。
They eat everything in sight and then some more.
他们是会吃尽碗里面的东西，而且还会望着窝里面的东西。
They are known to even starve their young to feed themselves.
他们甚至呢会为了要去喂饱自己呢而去饿死那些的下一代的。
And this is the supernatural part.
所以呢可以说这个真是一个神迹来的。
These were vulturous birds.
他们呢是属于秃鹫一类的雀鸟。
When you are in God's protection program,
当你呢是在神的保护当中的时候呢，
God can make the mean and the godless person be kind to you.
神呢就可以令到那些刻薄又恶毒的人呢是善待你。
When you are in God's hiding places,
当你呢是藏在神的隐密处的时候呢，
He will use the most unusual catering service to take care of you.
他呢就会用最非比寻常的方式来去供应你的需要，包括你的饮食。
When you are financially faithful to God, He will make the little to be much.
当你呢在金钱方面、在财政方面呢是对神忠心，那祂呢就会使你呢是更加的丰富了。
I know because I've been there.
我知道这个的道理，因为呢我曾经有类似的经历。
I continue to be there.
我呢是现在都继续呢是有这些经历的。
I know what I'm telling you is the truth.
我讲的呢全部都是事实来的。
But before we close, I don't want you to miss verse 7 of 1 Kings 17.
在结束之前呢，请你是再看一看 旧约圣经的列王纪上十七章七节是旧约圣经的列王纪上十七章七节。
Sometime later, the brook dried up because there had been no rain in the land.
过了一段的日子，那些的溪水就干了，因为雨水是再没落在地上。
What's happening here?
究竟是发生什么事呢？
Elijah became a victim of his own success.
那个天不再落雨是以利亚祷告的结果，但是他自己居然是成为了个受害人。
Elijah was suffering with the rest of the nation.
以利亚亦都同其他的同胞呢是一起受苦的。
I want to ask you a question.
我呢好想问你一个问题。
Have you ever suffered because of your faithfulness to God?
你有没有曾经为了你自己在神面前忠心而受苦呢？
Have you ever taken a stand and then everybody was mad at you?
你有没有曾经是经历过因为坚持自己的立场而被其他的人是很憎恨你呢？
I sure have.
我呢是曾经经历过的。
But I want to tell you that all kinds of brooks dry up at some point in your life.
但是我很想告诉你，就是在你的生命里面有一些时刻呢，就是你或者呢会面临好像圣经这里所说的溪水是干了这样的情况。
Business brooks dry up.
可能呢是你的事业那个的溪水呢是枯干了。
Marital brooks dry up.
有可能呢是你的婚姻，你和太太的关系呢那条的溪水呢是干了。
Academic brooks dry up.
又或者呢是你的学业，你读书的成绩呢等等呢，那条的溪水呢是干了。
Ministry brooks dry up.
又或者是你的侍奉，你在神里面，在教会里面不同的岗位的侍奉，那个的全员是枯干了。
What is God saying when that happens in your life?
当这些情况出现的时候，神对你说什么说话呢？
He is saying, don't worry, because I am planning to do greater and better things.
神就说不需要去担忧，因为他计划要做更加伟大、更加美好的事。
God sent Elijah from a dry brook to a Baal-worshipping widow in Zarephath to take care of him.
神将以利亚从那个干了的溪边是带到去撒勒法那个的寡妇那里，让到这个敬拜巴力的女人是供应以利亚的需要。
Sometimes God says,
有时神会说
Go to Kereth and hide with me.
去基立溪旁呢，去同我一起隐藏。
And when you come out, you will be more than you have ever been.
当你出来的时候呢，你就会大大的不同了。
The question is this.
问题就是
Are you willing to trust the Lord?
你是不是愿意信靠神呢？
Are you so fearful that you are frozen in place?
你是不是因为惧怕而裹足不前呢？
My prayer for you is that you would trust him with all of your heart.
今天我要为你祷告，盼望你能够全心全意信靠神。
Until next time, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大赐福给你，我们下集再会。